From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. officials say President Trump's meeting with military leaders at the Pentagon Friday were likely to include asking for options on how to defeat the Islamic State in ways that were previously considered off the table during the previous administration. Mr. Trump's visit to the Pentagon included a ceremonial swearing-in for Secretary of Defense James Mattis. Speaking to reporters earlier Friday, Trump suggested his disagreement with Mattis on enhanced interrogation of American enemies is not an issue.
I don't necessarily agree, but I would tell you that he will override because I'm giving him that power. He's an expert. He's highly respected. He's the general's general. Got through the Senate very, very quickly, which in this country is not easy, I will tell you. And so I'm going to rely on him. I happen to feel that it does work. I've been open about that for a long period of time. But I am going with our leaders. And we're going to win with or without. But I do disagree.
The military is likely to ask Mr. Trump for broader authority to give commanders room to maneuver in the fight. British Prime Minister Theresa May and President Trump held a joint news conference at the White House Friday following talks where May said they laid the groundwork for a Britain-U.S. trade agreement.
The President and I have mentioned future economic cooperation and trade. Trade between our two countries is already worth over £150 billion a year.
President Trump said great days lie ahead for the British and American people. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. As part of President Trump's whirlwind first week in office, he said he spoke with President Enrique Peña Nieto of Mexico by phone Friday morning after the Mexican leader canceled an upcoming meeting with Mr. Trump at the White House.
We have a very good relationship, the president and I, and we had a talk that lasted for about an hour this morning. And we are going to be working on a fair relationship and a new relationship. But the United States cannot continue to lose vast amounts of business, vast amounts of companies, and millions of people losing their jobs. That won't happen with me. We're no longer going to be the country that doesn't know what it's doing.
Despite what he called a friendly discussion with Mexico's President Friday, President Trump doubled down on his attacks against the imbalance in U.S.-Mexico trade. And it turns out trade with Mexico may not be as lopsided as Mr. Trump would have Americans believe. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley arrived at the United Nations Friday for her first day of work as the new U.S. envoy, declaring it would not be business as usual. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In her first meeting with reporters at UN headquarters in New York, Ambassador Haley said the Trump administration will have the back of its allies and make sure its allies have its back as well.
For those that don't have our back, we're taking names. And this administration is prepared and ready to go in, to have me go in, look at the UN, and everything that's working, we're going to make it better. Everything that's not working, we're going to try and fix. And anything that seems to be obsolete and not necessary, we're going to do away with.
Haley said the goal of the Trump administration is to show value at the UN, and the way they will show value is to show its strength and to show its voice. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A U.S. group that monitors North Korean weapons development says the communist country has likely resumed operations at its plutonium reactor at its Yongbyon nuclear facility. 38 North Friday posted commercial satellite images that it said indicate Pyongyang is preparing to restart the reactor after previously unloading spent fuel rods. North Korea is believed to be able to reprocess plutonium used in its nuclear warheads. And the United Nations said Friday there was no confirmation of a postponement of the Syria talks scheduled for February. The UN statement came after Russia's foreign minister told Syrian rebels earlier in the day the UN-hosted peace talks would be postponed. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.